Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everyone, and happy Fabulous Friday! Excuse me. Today we're going to talk about being grateful, and I want to give you some instructions and some different feedback and things that I can share with you for how to be grateful and notice being grateful during the day. I also will give you some sites in the links about online journals if you prefer to keep track of it that way. You can make yourself a little mini gratitude journal with a mini composition journal, scrapbook paper, or montage. You can write it down. You can use list.com, many different things. So let's get started. I love being grateful. I never imagined that being grateful for the things in my life was going to make me feel better about my life and make me see all the positive things. It really helped, and I can't wait to share that with you. Being grateful is about more than just saying thank you for things. It's about seeing the life around you, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, and seeing the blessings in them. Many of us take for granted what is set before us. For one thing, we don't see what has already been given to us, and I truly, truly believe that the first part of envisioning the life that you want and being fabulous is to accept and be grateful for what you already have. I would like each of you to make a gratitude journal. It can be online, like Pinterest, or make a hard copy one. And I desire you to write in it continually or check into it daily or weekly. Make sure you recognize those things. Some people say 5 things a day, 1 thing a day. No matter what it takes, at least do 1 a day. No matter what trials you're going through or issues, look around you and see 1 thing that you're grateful for. And if you can't think of 1 thing, think of this. You woke up in the morning. My mother used to say, put your hand over your heart. You feel that thumping? Be grateful for that, because every day you live above ground is a grateful day. Recognizing the things that you have and being grateful for them will open many doors for you that you will not only see in your life more clearly, but also seeing those things, people, and opportunities that come into your path that you otherwise might have been unaware of. I started being grateful for what I had, 10 fingers, 10 toes. I had my hair. I had all of my limbs. I could breathe on my own. I could see the sun. I could feel the sun. I could hear sound, and I could listen to music, which I love, by the way. And I could feel and touch and so on and so on. I was grateful and saw my blessings in the bad things. I was homeless, but I had a car to sleep in. I had shoes, so I didn't have to walk around barefoot. I had a voice, so I could ask for help. I was divorced, but now maybe I opened the doors for someone who is right for me. And right now, that didn't happen because I'm getting married next month. Woo-hoo. I didn't have custody of my children, but I found out that there were many other children who needed love and care, and I was free to give it to them. The things and trials I had been through made me grateful for those lessons that they gave me. I was grateful for the strength it gave me. I was also dearly grateful for the empathy it gave me for others. I have walked a mile in many shoes, and I understand where others cannot. I understand it is hard to be grateful when things are rocky, when the boat is rocking, when the trials come. But guess what? That's when you need to be the most grateful of all. If you don't like hand-making a gratitude book, find another way to be grateful. Make a Pinterest board. Find an online journal. Read an ad to online social media pages. I own Gratitude A Day. So my sisters and some different people help me. But we just love to hear and see what others are grateful for. For the next 30 days, I challenge you to share why you are grateful on the Gratitude A Day page. You can use that page regularly, or you can post it on your own, whatever it takes. Find a system. Someone that I know, she talks about gratitude rampage, just jotting down like a crazy person everything that you're grateful for. Sometimes you might even need to just shout them out. Find whatever works for you. Do it. As long as you do it, do what works for you. come back and share with us on our Be Fabulous Facebook group page or our Facebook page at least one thing you are grateful for, small or large, it doesn't matter. Let's start out today in this upcoming week, in this new month coming soon, to be grateful for what we have before we start an action of who and how and what it means to be fabulous. I have a Pinterest board under Trisha Trixie called Be Grateful. And I want you to be grateful this week, today and every day. Make a mini journal, make a big journal, put it in your planners, whatever it takes. You need to be grateful. It will change your life. I cannot emphasize that enough. Find any other way to be grateful, and please come share it with us. We all learn new ways to be grateful, and seeing how others are grateful in their lives helps us to recognize those things for us. I'm going to put some links on the page for you to take a look at some gratitude journals and how to make them, and reminders for being grateful. I am so excited for my life right now. I am so happy for all the things that I have in my life. I'm not saying there aren't struggles, and I'm not saying there aren't trials, because there are. There's a lot going on, and sometimes I feel like I'm overwhelmed. But then I stop, take a breath, do as my mother said, and put my hand over my heart, and I say, there, I'm above ground. At least I'm grateful for that. And then I start noticing all these other wonderful things, wonderful new friends I have made, wonderful old friends who keep in touch, wonderful experiences that I get to see. Just moved to Colorado, and the mountains are beautiful. I love this air. I love where I live, and I am so grateful for every little things, all the big things, all the little things, and everything in between. Take time today to be grateful. I don't care how messed up your life is. Find one, and then find two, and then find three, and start finding more and more. Even if it's as simple as, I'm glad I still have 10 fingers on my hand. I'm glad I have nails. I'm glad I can put nail polish on it. Find something. If you don't have two legs, be grateful you at least have one. If you, you know, don't have that, be grateful that you have arms. Unless you're, you know, dead, there's something for you to be grateful for. I hope this was helpful to you. I hope you have a fabulous Friday. I'm so excited. I am fired up about this life that I'm living, and I am hoping that you are fired up too. Thank you so much. Happy, 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 fabulous Friday. Trisha Trixie, over and out.